Seen from space, our Earth is bright blue in appearance. The source of that blue is the huge mass of water covering 70% of our world. It takes 20 hours just to cross the Pacific Ocean by plane. However, the secrets of the oceans, so strikingly blue when seen from above, actually lie hidden within its depths. As we dive down into these waters, which in some places can be even deeper than Mount Everest, we encounter a brightly colored world. And millions of life forms, all completely different to one another. They all have their own different colors, hunting tactics, and methods of self-defense. Some bury themselves in the sand. Some suddenly vanish with an unexpected flick of the tail. Some protect themselves by teaming up with other living things, while others again clean inside the mouths of larger fish. As we travel through the depths, our eyes are immediately struck by the detail and variety in the creatures living here. The presence of such glorious detail in so many life forms reveals to us the perfection of Allah's artistry. Allah is He who knows all things on land and sea, right down to the finest detail. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. He knows everything in the land and sea. No leaf falls without his knowing it. There is no seed in the darkness of the earth, and nothing moist or dry which is not in a clear book. Thank you. different life forms in the oceans migrate in various kinds. Some of these migrations take place from time to time, while others are constantly going on. So how do these creatures find their way and arrive at their destinations in an area of thousands of square kilometers? The answer to that question lies hidden in fish's perfect navigation abilities. Like many creatures that migrate on land or in the air, fish too generally make use of the sun in order to find their way. Many fish use the sun as they move from their shelters to feeding regions. Another method involves using variations in the Earth's magnetic and some electrical fields. Research carried out on sharks, for instance, has shown that they are able to detect variations in the Earth's magnetic field. The currents in the oceans create strong electrical fields under the effect of the Earth's magnetic field. The currents that rise from these electrical fields are like marked motorways for a shark in the ocean. We have already mentioned how fish follow a specific course by means of various systems when they identify an objective and set out for it. But it is absolutely certain that no fish could possibly attain such a flawless ability through any decision of its own or as the result of chance. Allah has created these animals together with all the systems they will need during their lives, and He inspires in them all their behavior and navigational abilities. It is by way of that inspiration that fish are able to find their way in the boundless oceans. He is the first and the last, the outward and the inward. He has knowledge of all things. It is He who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, then established Himself firmly on the throne. He knows what goes into the earth and what comes out of it, what comes down from heaven and what goes up into it. He is with you wherever you are. Allah sees what you do. a fascinating evening on the Pacific coast, a time when the coast attracts many visitors. With the arrival of the mating season, the sea turtles flood to the beach. But this is not just any beach. The beach they come to in order to lay their eggs has to be the beach where they themselves were born. That means they may have to travel up to 1,000 kilometers. They are not deterred by the long and tiring nature of their journey, but arrive at the beach where they themselves hatched no matter what. The way that an animal that left the beach as soon as it was born is able to find it again after 20 to 25 years is a truly miraculous phenomenon. It is also extraordinary how they are able to find their own beach from among so many that look so alike, moving along the places that also look alike in the ocean floor. Eventually, thousands of travelers with no compasses come together on the same beach at exactly the same time and set about finding the most suitable sites for their young. They carefully dig a hole and lay their eggs inside it. They then cover the eggs up with sand. Unlike human beings, turtles have no gender chromosomes. Gender is determined by the temperature of the nest. And this takes place in the middle of the incubation period. Females form in warm nests, and only males in cooler ones. The eggs laid on the beach hatch after between 7 and 13 weeks. The young weigh an average of 31 grams and are no bigger than a box of matches. Thousands of baby turtles begin digging away at the sand at the same moment and reach the surface within a matter of a few days. They generally stop digging for a while before emerging onto the surface and wait for night to fall, because there would be a greater risk of being caught by birds of prey were they to emerge in the daylight. It would also be more difficult to move over sand that had been heated up by the sun. As soon as it becomes night, they finish their digging and break through onto the surface. Although it is dark, they quickly head towards the sea. And then leave the beach, to which they will return in 20 to 25 years' time in order to lay their own eggs. It is of course impossible for these newborn babies to know whether it is day or night while they are still buried beneath the sand, to know about birds of prey and the dangers of being eaten by them, that the sand is heated by the sun and could be harmful to them, and that they must move quickly in the direction of the sea. It is also noteworthy that as soon as they hatch, they need to have the bodily structures with which to embark on a long journey. Despite more than 30 years of research, the way that turtles migrate and navigate is still unclear. Yet whatever system they use to achieve this, it is still obvious that they cannot have developed it themselves. It is Almighty Allah who bestows on all living things the abilities they will need before they even come into the world, and who teaches them how they need to behave throughout their lives. In the alternation of the night and day, and what Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, there are signs for people who guard against evil. Whales are the largest creatures in the sea. The species known as the blue whale can reach 30 meters in length and weigh more than 130 tons. Yet despite being so large and heavy, blue whales can comfortably dive down to the depths of 800 to 1,000 meters and quickly rise to the surface again. Imagine a huge ship weighing 150 tons, 30 meters in length. If that ship were to sink and lie on the seabed 1,000 meters down, it would take years of work to raise it to the surface once again. Yet the whale can regain the surface from such a depth in as little as 15 to 20 seconds. Because the whale's bones are made from a spongy substance and are filled with fat, by way of which it is easily able to rise to the surface from the enormous depths. Divers risk the danger of the bends caused by differences in pressure if they rise to the surface too fast. The air inside the lungs cause air bubbles to form inside the blood vessels by suddenly entering the circulatory system. These air bubbles can prove lethal since they damage the order present in the blood flow. Yet although whales, like us, breathe air, they never encounter such a problem. Because as they dive, they move with empty lungs, unlike human beings with full ones. Since their lungs are not filled with air, there is no danger of their suffering from the bends, as that air mixes with the circulation. Yet it is here that the real question emerges. If whales who do not fill their lungs with air, how are they able to avoid suffocating from the lack of oxygen? The answers to that question shows us that the whale possess a flawless structure. These animals' muscles contain a high level of the protein myoglobin. These proteins bind to the oxygen molecule and preserve it. In other words, the oxygen the animal needs is stored directly in its muscles rather than in its lungs. In this way, whales swim for long periods without breathing and are able to dive right down to the bottom of the sea. Myoglobin is also found in human beings, but at a lower level, so it does not allow us to swim in the same way. This biochemical arrangement, unique to whales and dolphins, is of course clear proof of a marvelous system in its creation. When December comes around, the whales start migrating, because they need to move to warm waters in order to give birth. Every year, in December and January, they swim from the Arctic Ocean to California on the southern coast of North America. This calving site is of a special importance to their survival. It is essential that whales give birth in warm waters if their calves are to survive. The most noteworthy feature of this time is the way that pregnant females eat nothing and feel no need to do so. The mother-to-be feeds in the nutritional-rich northern waters throughout the days of the summer. She thus acquires a thick layer of fat containing more energy than she will need on her long migration. She gives birth as soon as she reaches the warm waters. For several months, the calves feed on nothing but the mother's milk. This is rich in fat and protein, and thus the calves grow quickly and store fat in their bodies. Yet a miraculous phenomenon takes place in the way the calves feed. If they were to suckle from their mothers, then seawater would enter their mouths along with the milk. There is a ring of muscle around the female's nipple. When the mother contracts this ring, pressure is set up and she is able to squirt the milk directly into the calf's mouth. This is no normal milk. It is a fatty, almost solid substance. This means that it does not dissolve in the seawater. This substance the calf drinks, or rather eats, dissolves in its stomach. As this foodstuff dissolves, it also meets the calf's water requirements. As we can see, Allah has bestowed the best possible system on the calves to allow them to feed properly. Right from the very beginning, Allah knows what the calf will need and the kind of body structure it will have, because it is Allah who created the entire universe, from the earth to the sky, and who maintains that creation at all times. His knowledge enfolds all things. The seven heavens and the earth and everyone in them glorify Him. There is nothing which does not glorify Him with praise, but you do not understand their glorification. He is all forbearing, ever forgiving. A calm day beneath the sea. There are living things around that you might perhaps imagine to be quite harmless. Yet things are not as they seem, because these creatures are some of the most dangerous in the oceans. They are the members of the order containing jellyfish, hydroids, and corals, otherwise known as the Nadiria. The reason for that name is the poison cells known as nadoblasts in various parts of their bodies. There is a caustic substance contained within the capsule-like cells. The cell bursts at the slightest stimulation, being touched by a living thing, for instance, and the poison then passes into it. This fluid is so powerful that in most cases, the victim dies in paralysis. Some species have thousands of these poison cells. This hairy anemone, which generally lives in the waters around Norway, is another member of the same family. The exceedingly complex structure behind its ordinary-looking appearance amazes scientists. The animal has muscles that enable it to move, nerve cells, and a stomach. It can move in a wide range of directions. There are thousands of cells in its throat that permit it to digest water. Through these cells, water covers its body and forms a liquid skeleton, keeping the creatures upright. The anemone waits, ready to defend itself. One needs a profound knowledge of chemistry and biology to fully understand the details of the system in its body. Even the poison it produces can only be fully understood in the laboratory. And what is more, training lasting many years is needed in order to be able to do this. Yet these living things are able to protect themselves using this system whenever they feel the need to do so, from the moment they come into being. It is Allah, Lord of the earth and sky, who creates all things, living and inanimate, together with these characteristics that permit them to defend themselves, and it is Allah who maintains them under His control at all times. There is no creature He does not hold by the forelock. Jellyfish are fascinating creatures known to everyone. Their bodies are 95% water, and they also have a number of astonishing features most people are unfamiliar with. Some species distract predators by emitting light, for example, while others manufacture deadly poisons inside their bodies. They are capable of surviving under just about climatic conditions, and represent a danger to a great variety of living things. Their bodies are transparent, with tendrils stretching down from the lower regions. Some species have poison in these tendrils. They catch their prey by squirting this poison out, and use the same method to kill predators. Yet even jellyfish species which lack poison are by no means defenseless. Some emit light in order to protect themselves. Jellyfish behave in a very planned and methodical way to escape predators. As they flee their attackers, a light goes on in their entire bodies. Yet just as the predator is about to seize them, they turn off the light in the dome-shaped part of their bodies, and they separate the tendrils in which the light remains on from their body. The predator's attention is thus drawn towards the tentacles. The jellyfish then takes advantage of this to escape. How does a life form that quickly dries up and dies in contact with the sun, and that consists almost entirely of water, create chemical substances? How is it able to develop techniques that will deceive predators? Jellyfish are merely a thin sac containing water. Yet they engage in such intelligent behavior as using a range of tactics to hunt and escape predators. It is clear that this intelligence and the mind that has solved these difficulties cannot belong to the jellyfish themselves. It is Almighty Allah who creates all living things and inspires all their behavior. Everyone in the heavens and the earth belongs to Him. All are submissive to Him. These are anemone plants, and they also have poisonous arms. Yet some creatures are unaffected by that poison, such as anemone fish, better known as clownfish. Not only are these fish unaffected by the poison, they also spend their lives among the burning capsules of this dangerous plant. But how is this possible? The fish's body is covered in a special chemical substance. This prevents the poison from affecting the fish's body. A single anemone is enough to protect clownfish against all dangers throughout their lives. This symbiotic relationship gives the fish protection against predators. In return, the anemone plant makes use of food particles left behind by the fish. It is clear that this is one single creator, aware of both, who brings these two life forms together. They have been created by Allah in such a manner as to complement each other and meet one another's needs. The images you are now looking at have been taken from one of the most popular animated films of recent years, Finding Nemo. The hero of the film, consisting entirely of three-dimensional animations, is a clownfish of the kind we have just been looking at. The film attracted wide attention from the moment it was first shown. Praise was heaped on the director and animation team. The film broke all records with annual receipts of 339,700. But how did this film actually come into being? Thousands of people worked on it. Assistance was sought from experts on underwater life. Thousands of people spent months working in order to bestow a lifelike appearance on a single clownfish for just 1.5 hours, which we have described very briefly here, or on other marine life forms. Everybody knows that the people making the film are entirely responsible for all the features of the life forms in it, their shapes, colors, swimming, and other abilities, and the way their eyes move. Nobody seeing the film says that these things came about of their own accord, or that the fish swims by chance. No rational person could ever make such a claim. That being the case, it is obvious that it is impossible for even a few fish, let alone all undersea life, all the creatures living there, and all the systems contained within them, to have emerged by chance. And not just for 1.5 hours, but at every moment over the course of millions of years. There can be absolutely no doubt whatsoever that the flawless variety under the sea and in the universe as a whole is the result of a specific creation. It is Allah, the all-powerful and omniscient, Lord of all, who creates a single clownfish, all other fish besides, plants and animals. Our Almighty Lord, who has power over all things, directs all living things and inspires their behavior. Everything in the heavens and everything on earth glorifies Allah. Sovereignty and praise belong to Him. He has power over all things. Imagine a city with millions of inhabitants, and that everyone is out on the street at exactly the same time, trying to get somewhere. In such a situation, you could never meet up with who you know, nor get where you want to. There would be inescapable chaos. Yet no such problems arise under the sea. Millions of living things and thousands of species all live perfectly comfortably. Fish generally congregate with other members of the same species and swim together in schools. Yet despite the crowds, they never lose their way or become confused. None steps outside the responsibility given to it. There is such perfect harmony, such flawless equilibrium among them, that this equilibrium is never disrupted. Despite the millions of beings, all living independent lives. These living things are also completely adapted to their habitats. They need very different and immaculate systems in order to be able to live underwater, protect themselves, feed, and reproduce. Their organs and ways of moving are all perfectly suited to their environment. There can be no doubt that it is impossible for these fish to decide which direction they need to go in or whether the creatures around them belong to their own species or not, nor never to impair the harmony that prevails no matter what direction they may head in. It is impossible for the organs and systems needed for life underwater to form spontaneously. This harmony and organization in all the creatures living under the sea is clear proof that they are the work of Allah, our one and only Creator. There is no doubt that it is Allah, Lord of the Worlds, who creates these creatures, directs them, inspires in them what they need to do, and who knows all their needs. Everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. He knows what you are engaged upon. On the day when they are returned to Him, He will inform them of what they did. Allah has knowledge of all things. Throughout the course of this film, we have witnessed the miraculous lives of baby turtles, giant whales, poisonous sea anemones, and many other creatures that live beneath the waves. It may be the first time that you have ever seen many of them. Yet an enormous number of life forms, many of which you will never even have heard of, live in the sea. All rational people of good conscience will realize that these life forms can do nothing of their own accord, but that Almighty Allah rules all living things and inspires their behavior in them. Allah, Lord of all the heavens and the earth, manifests His infinite might and omniscience by creating such a wide variety of life forms. The duty of all rational people is to see the infinite might of Allah and His unique creative artistry that is manifested in all places, and to turn to Him alone.